South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. I'm Aaron, and this is Open Swim with Alex from Super Gold. How's it going, Alex?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm so good, thanks. So I know you guys are relatively new to the scene, but you are not new to the scene. I know you've been in other bands here in South Florida, so talk about how this project came together.
So the band started in, I would say, late December. That's when the songs were starting to be written, but we didn't play our first show till February. And since then, it's been 10 gigs a month and running all over Florida, trying to put an audience together.
That's really cool that you guys have taken off so quickly in terms of just being able to kind of go places and get right in.
Yeah, it's been a sprint more than anything.
So I was reading a little bit on your Facebook page about some of your influences, and I heard the Strokes influence immediately.
Oh, every night we get the Strokes, every night.
And I really dig Sparkle Horse, and I feel like Mark Linkous is so underrated as a performer and as a musician, and his story was so incredibly sad. I just thought it was really cool that you kind of go across the board from stuff like Sparkle Horse and the Strokes to Cage the Elephant and Black Keys. So when you listen to music, how are you inspired to create your own?
I probably listen to concerts more than anything else. Of course, I love records, and, you know, recorded music is obviously amazing, and, you know, we recorded our EP and all that. But when I find out about a band or an artist that I'm trying to get into, I immediately gravitate to watching their concerts for whatever reason. There's just something about live that's really attractive to me. And so that when we went to go record our own stuff, I was like, okay, how do we bottle our live show and put it down on a listenable something, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's so important to make it translate, because so many times you listen to recorded music and it just doesn't capture the essence of the band in the way that they would want it to.
It's funny that we get the Strokes like every night. It's funny you mentioned the Strokes, but my favorite record of theirs was their first EP, and their first EP was recorded with two microphones. It was one in the center of the room and one for Jillian's vocals. So I was like, wow, that's exactly how I want to try and do this EP. It didn't turn out exactly that way, but that was the North Star there.
You're taking things and from bits and pieces that you see and figuring out what works best for you. That's what being a creative person is all about.
I agree.
So what are you currently working on?
So right now we're focusing on the release of Money Lover and trying to get that going. I think this is our busiest month yet. I think we have 13 shows this month.
Holy cow.
And then we've got four more songs in the barrel that we're going to try and get out either by December or by late January.
That's perfect. So, like, right around the one-year anniversary of when you came together.
I didn't even think about that. That would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
What are some of your upcoming gigs?
This Sunday is our first time in St. Pete, and we're playing at Green Bench Brewing.
Cool.
On the 13th, which is the day before on Saturday, we're staying local, and we'll be playing at Beer Punks, which I believe is in Fort Lauderdale.
You haven't been to this one yet?
I have not.
Beer Punks is awesome. I've been a handful of times, and it is a great, tiny little compact venue. And you pack everybody in and have like a really fun, sweaty, high-energy time.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really conducive to great music.
They must be relatively new.
Yeah, they're in my neighborhood, so it's easy for me to get to them. But yeah, they are very new.
Awesome. I'm happy to play there. It's rare that we find somewhere new.
Yeah, definitely. So what else would you like to share with me about Super Gold and about what you're working on?
Although we only have the one song out, there's more coming. And even after those four, there's still so many more songs that we have to release. You know, we're constantly gigging. What else? I think that about rounds it out.
Best place to access your music?
Right now, Money Lover is on every platform. It's on Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and all that. On our website, there's a free download of it if anyone doesn't want to stream it. But it's on every platform.
Well, Alex, it sounds like you have a busy month ahead of you, and I'm so glad that I had a chance to catch up with you while I can.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it a lot. We all do.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.